Blog Talk Radio.
But just want to let the listeners know, this is a beautiful, talented, I mean, this is a triple threat here, okay? So just watch out. She can dance, she can sing, she can act. Triple threat right here, Laura Dane. She's based in California. She's working on her second album now. The first album was To My Planet Boo that was released in 2005. Her singles, top singles from there were Summertime in the City, which we'll play a little later in the interview, and The Journey. And then now she's working on a new album, Have You Met Miss Jones? And today you are going to meet Miss Jones. Exactly. You there, Laura?
I am. I'm here. Have You Met Miss Jones?
Okay.
That I'm working on, which will be out later this year. I'm really, really excited about the project, and it's well overdue. And I'm finally in a space where I'm ready to get this done and get it out there. So it's going to be a new sound, a little bit different from my last album. It's actually going to be a little more broken down, a little more intimate, and more like live drums and live bass and less produced. But what I'm going to do is the Lift Me Up track, I'm releasing that as a single, which will be available on iTunes very soon, in the next few weeks. And I have another single that I'm going to release, like, in the summertime, which is another up-tempo. And then the album will be available October, which is the plan. So the album, it will be a little bit more of an Adele-type sound, and it will feature as bonus tracks. So I'm excited. I'm just excited. I'm in a great place about it.
Well, let me just tell the listeners, too, if you want to have a question for Laura Jane, you can call in 646-929-0368. This is a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I know it's Sunday, it's not Saturday, but Laura is mad talented, and I think you need to know about her and her skill, so I'm having a special show today. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan of the show on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I want to thank you all for your support. We're past 55,000 downloads of the podcast, and that was all due to you guys listening and supporting what I'm doing here. I hope you enjoy the show. You can send me an email at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. So Lift Me Up, I mean, Laura, we used to, I mean, I jam in the club. I'm a little older now, but, you know, I can still shake my thing. And Lift Me Up is just a great beat. You know, I mean, when you sent it to me, I was just like, what? I really want to play more of the song because I want to dance to it. But, you know, everybody has to go buy the album when it comes out in October.
Well, it's all good. I mean, it's funny because when I first got the track idea from this guy that I wrote the song with, and I immediately was really just attracted to the beat and the chords. And I wrote it pretty immediately. And then, you know, we restructured the song and added some stuff that made it a little more musical, because sometimes when you start with a track, it can be very one level. But I just, instantly the lyrics came out, Lift Me Up. Instantly the lyric came out, Born Today. And I think it's just really very ironic, because I definitely feel in a totally different space artistically as an artist and mentally and spiritually. And I think the song came together quickly, and I think it's always indicative that you're on the right path. So, yeah, I like the song, too. I also like it. I'm actually calling this song something other than Laura Jane. I'm actually calling it Groovy Arithmetic featuring Laura Jane, because it was such a collective effort to get the song done, and I was so busy and out of town all the time that I had so much help getting it produced. And when I say getting it produced, I mean literally sending someone the track via email.
Right.
How just lay down the piano and send it right back to me. So,
I told
everyone, just do whatever you want. First, I sent it to the percussionist, and he could do whatever you wanted. I said, do whatever you want, and I'll edit from there. And then I sent it to the, you know, keyboard player, and I was like, do whatever you want, but, you know, gave a couple of pointers. So I just kind of realized, I don't really think you can do much by yourself in this day and age, so I'm actually calling it Groovy Arithmetic featuring Laura Jane, this single and the next one as well. And that's just
right.
Indicative of my community, my musical community, yeah.
For some of those people out there who are just getting familiar with you, let me play the single Summertime in the City from your first album, just to give
okay.
them a taste. Laura has a wide range, and today we're going to play a couple of her different songs, some rock, the club, the R&B, the African rhythm. So let me just play Summertime in the City a little bit for them. About you see the boy in the coffee shop, you're gonna make him mine. Let me tell you, she got this little spitfire right here, Miss Laura Jane.
You know, I am not even gonna lie. I mean, I'm lucky, and I've like the song is kind of a fantasy. I mean, obviously it's a love song, and it's, you know, it's about love, but it's really about that lyric in particular. Is literally like, you know, I'll be somewhere halfway across the world. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm grateful enough to travel and work as a singer all the time, and I meet the most amazing people. And sometimes you get into this fantasy mode where it's like, you know, wow, am I really on Earth? Like, you feel like you're in such a different place. And sometimes you see a fine boy across the, you know, sitting at the little table across, and you see what it really is all like a play in your head, like a movie in your head, and that's really more.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us some of the places you've been. Tell us some of the different places. You've been to South America. Tell us of the different cities and countries you've been to.
Oh, my God. I mean, I've been to like 52 countries. I've been to pretty much every continent. Buenos Aires, all over South America. I've been to Morocco. I've been to Egypt. I've been to South Africa. I've been to Dubai, Qatar, Syria, Israel. I've been all throughout Europe. Some of my favorite places are Spain and Italy, even though I do enjoy Estonia and some parts of Eastern Europe, Russia, Thailand, China, Japan, Korea.
Okay, let me ask the question then. Where have not you been? Where do you want to go?
Well, where do I want to go? It's interesting. I want to take some repeat trips. I know that. But I think it's where I would like to spend more time in Asia. You know, and
mm-hmm.
full long. I've been throughout Asia, so it's not like I haven't been there. But,
Where's your favorite place? Where's your favorite place that you've been so far?
One of my favorite places is definitely Egypt. And I love Thailand, and I love the Middle East. You know, I love Israel. I'm very fascinated with that region for many reasons, from a theological standpoint, and it's just a really fascinating and ancient region that I think that everyone should experience. I know there's a lot of turmoil there, but you can still go. There's still parts where you can still go to, so... I would definitely like to.
Well, I think we have a question for you, a caller. Good morning, caller, 972 area code.
Yes, good morning. All I want to know is why I wasn't asked to be on the album. It's contagious.
Okay. All right. Security. This is one of our dear friends here.
I can talk to you guys.
You have to excuse us for a second, audience. Good morning, Ms. Khadija Kareem. This is another triple threat person here, okay? Just let the audience know. Filmmaker extraordinaire, acting teacher. Oh, my God.
What's happening?
Actress, she's a talented producer, she's a teacher, she's a mentor, and she's one of our homies. What's up, girl?
Yes. What you doing, girl? How you doing?
This is awesome that I get to talk to both of y'all. I got to call in on the radio station.
Wait, Khadija, I got to tell you quick. You were on my list to call today of people, because I will apologize. I've been meaning to call Khadija to talk to her. She's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, you're so grown up with the podcast. I can't get a call back. Laura, all the world and everything.
Oh, my God.
I bet they ain't been to Istanbul.
She is killing me. You're killing me. You know what? All right, let me put you a hold for a second. I want to play another one of Laura's songs since
okay,
she has
yes.
been
Let's
so many places.
Laura Jane.
Laura Jane, The Journey, all right?
No, we've got so far to go, but I can't hold back. And it's time I'm with you. No. Can't you be trouble, you bring so much. I'm so easy. Your eyes, they see right through me.
So that's Laura Jane from her first album. The song is called The Journey. And you have definitely taken a journey. I mean, I met you more than 20 years ago at the University of the Arts. And since then, you have definitely taken an incredible journey that most people will be jealous of. You are touring with Enrique Iglesias. Tell us about that. How is that? How is it working with him? Exciting? Challenging?
Yeah, it's great. Enrique is great. I mean, he's kind of like my brother. And I really, really am grateful that my relationship with him is like that. We're on a world tour now as we speak. We just finished the first 6 weeks or 5 weeks of the North American leg, and the shows are going great, and he's doing well, and that's good. And you know, it's going to be a really fun year. We're headed to Europe next, and then we're going to probably hit Australia and India and parts of Asia and South America. It's going to be a really, really great year. So I'm very, very grateful. Yeah.
Now, you also did some, you did a song on Letters to Juliet, the movie soundtrack?
I did. Yeah, I sang on a movie soundtrack. I've sung on a few, but on this one in particular, I had a feature, which was great, and I sang in Italian, which was funny because, you know, when I got the call from the contractor, he was like, can you sing in Italian? I was like, well, you know, you got to be honest. You have to be honest.
You mean you can't lie, Laura Jane? You can't lie and be like, what? Italian ain't nothing. I can speak Polish or German,
no,
whatever. Whatever you need, baby.
I told them straight up. I said, listen, I've never sung in Italian before. I said, I'm not going to lie to you because you're just going to ruin your own career if you start lying. You know, so I said, I've never sung in Italian before, but obviously I can sing in Spanish. And, you know, I started studying Italian on Rosetta Stone, like, just for fun when I was going there for vacation. So I said, you know, let me listen to the demo, and if I think I can do it in terms of the pronunciation, then I'll let you know. If I can't do it, I'll let you know. So anyway, long story short, I had to do a demo for that night. And it's interesting because I had just gotten off the plane from Venezuela, literally, and he's like, I need it tonight. Like, oh, Lord, ciao, I'm tired.
Oh, Lord is right. Oh, my God.
I'm working out, and we did the demo that night with one of my buddies, and it got on the movie. So I was really excited about that because I've never done something in another language. I've always been scared to sing lead in Spanish or record, and that's going to change, too, in terms of these next, the next album. There's going to be some elements of that, which is really exciting, finally.
Yeah.
Getting over.
So you're always stretching yourself and trying to reach new levels, and that's a good thing. I think sometimes artists might get a little static, and they're constantly putting out the same thing. It may be different words, but the same rhythms or the same beats, so it's good to hear that you're stretching yourself with the other languages. Now, what languages do you speak?
You know what? I speak English and a little bit of Spanish. I'm not even going to lie.
Right.
I speak a little bit of German, and I'm, you know, started to find my way with Italian, but I really haven't studied it enough and haven't been there enough to really say that I could do that. So.
Yeah.
No, but
so how do you get around when you're traveling? Like, I mean, people are with you. You don't really have to worry about it. I mean, when you're in these other countries.
Well, in terms of Spanish, the thing is that I understand it a lot better than I can always form the correct sentences. It's about grammar and stuff like that. So it's like I can but I can't always reply on the correct grammatical sentence. So I can totally communicate, in other words. I mean, it's just not proper sentences and stuff like that, you know.
Right. Yeah, I speak a little English, very, very little English, but I do speak a little Yoruba, Polish, and Spanish, but just very little English. But seriously, I got another caller here.
Okay.
What'd you say?
I said, do you really speak all those things?
Yeah, really. Shea Lafiani, Bambara. Oh God, you put me on the spot now. I gotta remember. I'll get back. Give me a second. It'll come back to my head. Let me get this caller, 931. Good morning, caller. You're calling from 931 area code?
Oh, good morning. This is Sharon. Hi, RJ.
Hi.
Evening. Hi. How are you, Sharon?
I'm doing great. I'm on my way to work, but I had to call in.
Thank you for calling in. On a Sunday? You're on your way to work?
Yeah, you know how it is, retail.
Right. How you doing, Mama? How you feeling these days?
I'm doing good. I've had a couple of surgeries, but I'm good.
Where are you calling in from?
Cookeville. I'm in Tennessee.
You're in Tennessee? Well, I want to thank you for listening to the show and supporting Laura James.
I'm one of her biggest fans, she'll tell you. I love her music.
You love her music? Okay. Thank you for calling in.
You're a sweetheart. Oh. Thank you so much, Sharon. I hope I see you later this year.
Thank you, Sharon, for calling in. I just wanted to say we have listeners from all over. I mean, I've been just really blessed to just have people from California, from Tennessee, from Atlanta, from South Africa, from France, from Amsterdam yesterday did a show live. So I want to give a shout-out to everybody who supported in Brazil, everywhere, Canada. It's just been an amazing experience. Let me play another one of your songs. This is from the new album that's coming out. This is a single called Test of Time. And if you're just tuning in, you can call 646-929-0368 to speak to Miss Laura Jane about her new album and about her adventures around the globe, everywhere but Istanbul. But that might be on the list soon.
Yep.
All right, let me play this Test of Time.
Okay. I got this feeling so afraid. What you said and the love we made. Can we hold on, comprehend what it means to love to the end? I think I'm in love, could it be so?
This love thing, you got a lot of love running through all these songs. How has love helped you in your journey with this music?
Oh, my God. Well.
Now, remember, children might be listening, so don't go there, okay?
No, I know. Well, first first of all, I mean, this song is, well, actually, I wrote this song a couple years ago, and the Test of Time lyric came out of an emotion that was like, I'm really, you know, feeling like I'm in love with this person. I'm really feeling like this could be somebody, this could be something, and I always wondered, like, how do people do it when they, you know, make that commitment, and then they, through time, they're together for a long time, or they're not.
Like 50 like, years or something, you know, or people
not,
are being together, like, so like they're 90 or something, you know?
Or my point is, or the other way around. Like some people are like, I'm so in love, and they divorce, and they separate after 3 years. So I'm like,
mm-hmm.
the best of time, it's like time. I think time just tells everything. So this song is based on that idea and that vulnerability and that fear of like, I really, can this stand the test of time? Can this really, what is love? I don't know, I really don't know what love is. You know, I really don't know what it is.
Do you think we have a soulmate? Do you think people have a soulmate? Or do you think it's just like fluid where like at this time and place, that's the person, and the next time and place is another person?
Well, I think you have soulmates. I definitely believe in that. But I'm often looking around and looking at other people's experiences and my own experiences, and I don't know what the true definition of love is. I think if you're really with somebody, I think it means unconditional love, obviously. But I don't know if human beings really know how to live that with a partner.
Mm.
I think there's a lot of hypocrisy. I think there's a lot of talk and this and that and the other. And I think this is a very selfish society now, and people don't get what they want. Me. So I guess, you know, it's part of my fascination with the whole subject.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
I mean, it's an intense thing where, like you said, people are together, they're all in love and everything, they get married or whatever, or maybe they're just partners living together, and then in a couple of years, it's like fizzled out, they don't even talk to each other, don't even want to see each other, and this was the person, you know, that, you know, I don't know, washed their hair or, you know, clipped their toenails or something, you know what I mean? And then now it's just like nothing, you know, it's just amazing. And the amount of energy and time that people put into things, and then to let it go, you're like, wow, you know. But I think time is definitely a test to see what the real situation is. I always tell my daughter that. I just tell her, just take your time. If it's going to happen or if it's going to be, it'll be. Like, the person's not going to go anywhere because.
Love is not meeting someone and then buying stuff for you. Love is not being with somebody 24/7. Like, what is love?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's. I think it's a big misconception these days in our society. And as women, I think, you know, because I think women, I think, have a lot more power than we realize. I think there's also a big misconception as to what it really is, and we do a disservice to ourselves when we think, well, this is what love is. I'm very spiritual.
But, you know, Laura, people are taught what love is. I mean, people see what love is when they're growing up, and they watch the news, and they read magazines, and they mimic other things. And, like, in one culture, love could be having five wives. In another culture, you know, it's just you and me, and another culture, it's a woman, and it's a man and a man, and all these different things, they're considered love, you know, so it's just, I think it depends on where you are and when you are, because even in our culture in America, what love meant 100 years ago, I think is different than it means now to some degree.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%, yeah.
Let me play one of your other songs. We have a couple minutes left. Dear Rita, and we'll talk about that. This is Dear Rita. Yeah. Listening to Laura Jane.
I feel the emptiness inside. I long for her days and nights. She gave me way and it rhymes. Turn back the clock and share this. Do you need me, Rita? 'Cause I love you, don't you love me, dear Rita?
Now, talking about pain, what's going on in there? I mean, talk to us about the dear Rita.
Okay. Well, Dear Rita, first of all, is not a woman I'm in love with, because people have heard the song and like, oh, you in love with a woman named Rita? No. Rita is my...
Well, is she fine? I mean, is she fine? It's okay, but she ain't fine. You can't be in love with her.
No, Rita is my biological mother who gave me away a long time ago, and that's what the song is about. It's a lament.
the song is a lament of some sort. I'd like to redo this song. I'd like to reproduce it, maybe redo it. I don't know. I thought about that for the new album, like a new version of it, but I might be in a different space. But yes, I'm adopted.
So now you were adopted, and so how did that change you or shift you or mold you as a person being adopted?
Well, it absolutely molded me in more ways than one. A, because I've got three other sisters that are adopted, so I basically was raised in a family of adopted kids. And each of us have our own stories, and each of us are really, at the end of the day, it makes you just feel more independent, and it makes you accept yourself, I think, in a different kind of way than, well, I shouldn't say that, because I everyone's experience is different, but... it just makes you really become more of like an individual. It could be because of the way I was raised too, and the whole combination of it with my sisters and the thinking of my parents, but I really have an individualistic type, philosophy in terms of
mm-hmm.
how I grew up. You know, my parents definitely encouraged us to be ourselves and look within ourselves and try to figure things out for ourselves, that there's no one answer and stuff like that. So,
yeah. What do you think about, like, just real quick, we only have a couple minutes left, but people, stars adopting babies out of the country instead of adopting babies here in the United States. Do you have any feelings about that or comments?
Obviously, I'm okay with it because two of my sisters are adopted from another country, but I would
mm-hmm.
say that I feel, and this is serious, I feel that there is something's breaking down in the system of the adoption agency screening these parents. Because even online today, I read about, this woman who adopted these twins in Florida, and she basically poured chemical all over them and killed them. You know, and then I heard of another story of a friend of a friend who adopted this kid from Russia, and the kid was just really violent and had problems, and she just got overwhelmed, and, you know, I feel like there's something's happening with the breakdown in terms of the screening of the parents and making sure that they can really handle what could come.
Adopting,
and
once
you have a kid, you cannot give them back, people. There was a story in the news about a year ago about a woman who wanted to put the kid on the plane back to Russia because she just didn't want to. It's like that person should be a criminal and should be taken into court, you know. So
yeah.
I'm totally fine with people adopting, and I think that's fine. And I don't have a problem with it, you know, interracial and all of that. It is what it is. It's a child, people. But I do think that's
the child doesn't have a choice in the matter. You know, the child didn't choose to be here or anything. My feeling, I think, is but the screening issue, the bureaucracy of it is something that definitely needs to be looked at closer. Well, Laura, we only got a minute left, so I want to thank you so much for coming on. I want to wish you much success in your tours, Enrique, also with your new album. People check her out. She's on Facebook. She's on MySpace. I put the links here in the chat room. They're also on the fan page. You can follow me on twitter.com/JoyKeys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look me up, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And you can email me, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I hope you guys have a wonderful Sunday. Laura, I hope you have a safe and wonderful adventure around the globe. I'm going to play Lift Me Up from your new album.
Thank you. Thank you, Joy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Everybody have a beautiful week. Tomorrow I'll be speaking with... Yeah, I'm going to have drummer Adam Cruz on the show. I'll talk to you later, Laura.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.